The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, looking at three charts in 3 minutes-ish. We never quite achieved that. Doesn't matter, though. It's the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke, the female with the Fibonacci's. You're right, Nick. How is the internet? Are you on the edge of it? Are you falling off the side of it, or are you firmly on the middle of the internet now?
I'm firmly on the internet and super fast, very happy. Thank God. But wow, what a nightmare.
Beat is finally delivered, have they? After a week of moving into your house, they've finally delivered internet.
On the 11th day of late, after 11 days with no internet, They have finally hooked us up.
Do you know what that is like, being without water for 11 days? You've survived 11 days. It's amazing you're still alive, you know? That's how important the internet is these days. I know it is. By the way, we just having a rant about it. I think we should bring this on the podcast.
No, I was not looking at your charts. I was looking at the pound, which is moving sharply this morning. And so, yeah, we were ranting about central bankers.
Yeah, because essentially, right, we had the MPC meeting yesterday. Bank of England kept the interest rates where they are. Of the nine people on the committee, one person, Christine Forbes, the lady who's leaving actually in June, decided to vote against, and she wanted to raise interest rates. The other eight members didn't. I believe she's right. You know, we're looking at data here showing inflation is going up. We got the pound a week level, so imports are quite expensive. Supermarkets say they got inflationary pressures happening. So she's acting off, you know, solid data here. Whereas Mark Carney, after Brexit, you know, reduced interest rates off the back of nothing. Survey sentiment, that's all he had. And so there's them also. I mean, there's one lady there. Listen to the lady. She's making sense here. And
I completely agree with you. We have inflation, and we have it. You know, the problem is the way they measure it. You know, they put things equally in the basket. So they put rail fares in with coconuts. The price of coconuts. Well, people spend miles more money
on coconuts.
On rail fares and housing.
Oh, I don't.
You say there's no inflation, but yeah, but well, anyway.
Do you know what? I spend a lot more on coconuts than rail fares.
Tablets. They say, because the price of tablets or mobile phones are going down.
Yeah.
You know, when people only buy them if they have spare money, but housing, funerals, you know, Energy goes up 5% every single year, no matter what.
Yeah. But do you know what? I've had a couple of sort of, you know, good macro sort of economics people on this program here. And a couple of them have spoken down of Mark Carney. And I've not really seen it. I'm starting to believe their words now, especially just looking back and thinking of that reduction in interest rates after Brexit, where they had no data, just a knee-jerk reaction based on nothing, really, apart from what he thought may happen, which that is not the job of a central banker. To think, oh, this may happen. It's ridiculous. Anyway, let's move on to the charts. And I think, you know, the lady who's now leaving is the only sensible one there, the NPC. Anyway, okay, let's look at the charts. So charts today.
The lady who left was a nightmare. We're very happy to be shot of Charlotte Hogg, too.
Yeah, Charlotte, anyway. She wrote the guidelines on influences and all that. Basically, the guidelines, when you have to sign up and say, do you have any connections at banks or anything? She wrote those guidelines, and yet her brother worked at Barclays, and she said no. That was a bit dodgy.
That is how the establishment works in this country. They really don't think that the rules apply to them. To apply to everybody.
I'll write these rules. It's not for me, it's for everyone else. Okay, anyway, first chart is Ascent Resources. I had Colin, the CEO, on the podcast. They are the most followed company out now on Vox Markets. Very popular company. AST, what does the chart look like there, Nicola?
Yummy.
You like
this? This chart looks yummy. Okay. Yes. Okay, so there is a big level at 1.63 in Ascent Resources, which is those August highs, spike high in November. It's a fib level. It's a 50% of the decline following the gap in the early 2016. Anyway, so what we did last summer is we got above the 200-day moving average, and then we went sideways for like 5 months in a wedge before we broke higher. Since then, we've seen a two-wave correction lower. What I like about this correction lower, we haven't quite come back to the 200-day, but we've made one leg lower, and then this second leg lower is 618 of the first leg. That's a very common corrective pattern. And it's retested that level that we like at 1.3. And so we've had four solid days higher. I like this to continue higher. to confirm it, it needs to break the trend line from that January high, which I think it probably will do next week after a bounce around. So probably the key level to confirm to get above now is 2.05.
Okay, all right, next one.
If Ascent Resources gets above 2.05, we will see another leg higher and we will double our money, so we'll go to 5.06.
Yeah, my thinking behind this three charts in 3 minutes was each stock has 1 minute. Now, we've done about 2 minutes or 3 minutes on the Bank of England, and we did 2 minutes on that. All right, anyway, next one, Mayne Energy, MYN. It's a very popular stock, and it's been disappointed for a long time. People have been sitting here waiting. I've seen loyal shareholders sitting here waiting for the management, and they've had a management change, and even the new management has taken the time a bit over delivering on a 100-day plan. But is this finally, have we finally seen a bottom? What do you reckon?
It looks really good. If it's not a bottom, I think we're going to see a significant bounce. The problem is, it's gone quite far, quite fast, and we're at sort of resistance. I would like to see it close above the week above 0.012 to be really bullish, to continue higher to 0.019. Either way, we're a little bit overbought short term. A pullback to 0.010 or 0.011 are buys. I like this to continue high. We're going to go to at least 0.019.
Okay.
And if we can close above 0.019, we're going to go much higher, 0.05. Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, I had on the podcast yesterday, I had the CEO, Andrew Knott. And this is Savannah Petroleum. They've been quiet of late, but now they're starting to come into the action end. They're doing a three-well drill program, and they've got a huge amount of resources, all resources there, and quite a high chance of success, actually. And they're funded for it, but I think some more news is on the way. The way Andrew was chatting on the podcast yesterday, talking about corporate activity happening, I think we may see a farming partner here coming soon. But what do you reckon, SAVP Savannah Petroleum?
Love it. Again, this has made had a big rally last May and then made a wedge pattern. We went sideways right until January, and then everything bunched up really tightly. We got support from the 200-day, broke out from this wedge consolidation. We are approaching resistance at 36.50, but I think that we can buy dips back to 32 to continue higher to at least 42 from here and probably 56.
Lovely. All right, Nick, I'm just about to sneeze, so please send me the charts and I'll put them on the company pages and also at the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. I did it. Thanks, Nick. Speak soon. Speak next week, actually.
Okay.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.